For years, East Lansing city leaders have wrestled with proposals aimed at developing the area around the long-vacant Old Bank Building at Grand River and Abbott Road. Several projects have been proposed, none survived. Recently, the city's been considering a proposal by Chicago developer Convexity Properties. It envisions a mixed-use project valued at over $100 million. 100 Grand River would be anchored by a 12-story hotel and luxury apartment complex and retail space. Near Valley Court Park, it would include lower-cost housing, such as owner-occupied condos and housing for seniors and students. I spoke with East Lansing Mayor Mark Meadows and first asked about his comment to the Lansing State Journal about being more encouraged with this proposal. I asked him why.
For a lot of reasons. Number one, they seem more able to actually have a project carried through to completion. And as you know, we've been waiting a long time for that to happen. I think there is another part of this. Recently they were dismissed from this litigation that's ongoing in Columbus, Ohio, that Scott had commenced, trying to sort of end the or reverse
Scott Chappelle.
Yeah, Scott Chappelle, reverse the foreclosure action that had taken place. And I think, we're headed forward. They've put a substantial amount of money into the plans that they've submitted to the city. We probably have some issues with some of those things that we have to answer that either came out of the Planning Commission review or the DDA review of the particular site plan approval, but that's on the docket for January 10th. And I expect us to make a decision with regard to it that night.
I know that last week they were given another month to demolish the buildings on this site. Are you confident the demolition will unfold on schedule?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
But, well, for one reason, I think that there is a legitimate reason for them to hold back on the demolition until we get a brownfield plan approved. There's a $10 million state government credit that would apply to that project. It was originally granted, back in, 2006 maybe. And there was a five-year time frame. It was 2011. There was a five-year time frame for that to be accomplished. It's actually a 10-year credit. But because the properties are on the brownfield, would be in a brownfield because of their, not usable anymore, rather than a specific type of contamination that's on the property, if you take the buildings down, you no longer have a reason for a brownfield on those locations. So recently they did... they were doing soil borings in there, and I think they found actual contamination. So I think that's before the MEDC right now for review. And if it is an actually contaminated site, the buildings could come down immediately, and there wouldn't be any reason to hold them up because a brownfield could still, be comprised on that property. But if it's just because the property is no longer usable for any particular purpose, which is one of the things under brownfield that you can provide a brownfield plan for, then by taking down the property, they've essentially eliminated their ability to get this $10 million. Mm. So I understand why they're sort of dragging their feet on this a little bit, but there's nothing that prevents them from actually doing the interior demolition. It's just the exterior walls that have to be standing there at the time they get their brownfield. And we've asked them, pushed them, requested them to get their brownfield plan to us, and we've tentatively scheduled a brownfield board review for, I think, January 5th.
Are they pursuing financing alongside waiting for the brownfield thing to resolve?
Well, they're really sort of a self-financed organization. They have a financing arm within their organization, and, that financing arm, I think, has the dough to get going on this. Yeah, I'm not concerned about the financing. I'm confident that they're in a good position to go forward and to pay for the demolition right up front. We hope to have all that resolved. And the city council told them the other night, we have to see, some progress on this or we're not extending this again. So, I hate to end up with litigation, more litigation, I guess, involving this site. But I don't think the city council would hesitate to move to enforce the agreement that we had with them to to demolish these buildings unless there is substantial progress by mid-January.
Mark Meadows is the mayor of East Lansing. We're talking about a proposal to build a multi-use development downtown. It comes from Convexity Properties of Chicago. Some amount of low-income housing, senior housing, and owner-occupied condos would be part of this development. We don't have the time to get into every one of those pieces, but please explain the owner-occupied condos piece, possibly near Valley Court Park.
Well, you know, this project, this meets that requirement, and I think very nicely. You know, I don't know exactly what we're going to end up with on the Valley Court side of this, because that's a little squishy. Yeah, it's either condominiums or senior housing or this unique housing, you know, that is allowed under the ordinance. But clearly, they have the units that they've designed there that will be compliant with that requirement. And it'll be on Valley Court, which I think will be very attractive to people to own a condo in that location. So I think it's a very positive way of approaching it, and it will provide significant diversity in the downtown. But I don't think the deal is done here yet. You know, I just want to tell you, I think that they're in negotiation with other potential partners that may change the type of housing that's on this in this location that will be even more attractive to people in the city of East Lansing.
But could something go to the city council next month?
Yeah, we've got it on the docket for January 10th.
What would they be getting again?
They would be seeking site plan approval that night. Now they can ask for more time. You know, they could come in and say, "Hey, we'd like to go out, you know, wait another month before you review our site plan." But right now, we have a recommendation from the DDA and the Planning Commission with some concerns that they have regarding this entire site plan, and the site plan has been recommended for approval by both of those entities.
Still, when all is said and done, do you think this proposal could be the one?
It could be the one. You know, I like the word could because
I chose it carefully
over the years. But I think this probably is the one.
Mark Meadows is mayor of East Lansing. We've been talking about a proposal to build a multi-use development downtown from Convexity Properties of Chicago. Thank you, Mark Meadows.
Hey, my pleasure.